Hello and welcome again to the opening bell. My name is Matt Christie, alongside again John Dennan. It's been an eventful day here at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and I don't know, it's been good. It's been interesting, been curious.
We've seen both Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao up close and personal, at the same desk at the same time. Sort of, you know, they even looked at each other.
They did look at each other, but they ended, the stare concluded with both of them in fits of giggles. It was a bit, there is still this kind of odd kind of lack of any, there's no grudge between them whatsoever, even though this has been years in the making. There doesn't seem to be any grudge there, from what I can see. It's given way to some odd kind of respect, hasn't it?
Yeah, they seem to be so much more hostile when they were fighting each other,
yeah.
Which is bizarre. And yeah, I suppose it is surprising to see. It's not what you'd expect with a fight of this magnitude with so much at stake. You think there'd be some spite there, but I think there might be between the rival promotional teams and all the business factors behind the scenes. But Mayweather speaking today at a sort of post-press conference, he eventually said Pacquiao was a great fighter, but that was when he was asked whether he thought he was great. He eventually said he's a great fighter, he's going to the Hall of Fame, but at first he said solid, he's good. That was about as far as he went. So it's almost like he's not paying too much attention to Pacquiao, or not trying to give him too much credit.
Do you think it's a concern in terms of the fight that we can expect? I mean, you go through, I mean, this is obviously, without question, this is the biggest fight, certainly of the century. In terms of how big it is, it's living up to the fight of the century. But if we look back at fights that turn out to be great in terms of the actual battle itself, there's been a certain level of animosity between the fighters. Let's look at Ali and Frazier, let's look at Leonard,
yeah,
and Roberto Duran, Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns. There was real genuine dislike in the build-up. Should we be concerned that there's none of that evident at this stage?
Yeah, because even these superbly skilled fighters are still fueled by something, whether it's desire or emotion or what they want. And it is, they can't be going through the motions on, well, they won't be going through the motions on Saturday, but there's, I would have thought there would have been, more of an edge when you got to fight each other in a couple of days' time. But maybe Floyd Mayweather's sort of tired of being the bad guy. Maybe most people will like him a bit.
Maybe he does. The other way you can look at it as well is, I mean, all those rivalries that I just mentioned, particularly when they first began, the fighters were a lot younger than Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And if this fight had been made 5 years ago, I think we would have seen a far more hostile build-up. But, I mean, Mayweather himself has said, look, the fight doesn't need selling. I'm 38 years old. What's the point? I'm not that man anyway. Never was. I just used to do it to sell the fight. And Pacquiao, in fairness, has never been one to trash talk, has he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I also get the sense that both of them, despite this kind of odd, respectful build-up, both of them are aware of the magnitude of this contest.
Yeah, and maybe both of them know this is how they're going to be judged. So maybe that sort of factors into how Floyd Mayweather has conducted himself, he's not stealing Manny Pacquiao's bag like he did against Oscar De La Hoya, or running off with that emerald belt they were displaying today. Most of the animosity seems to be between Bob Arum and whatever his gripe with the MGM is.
Tell us about what happened there today, John. It was It was an interesting, it was kind of a bright moment of the press conference, Bob Arum, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seemed like it was all, the press conference was all following the script until Bob Arum decided to, whilst he was standing next to Richard Sturm of the MGM Grand, decided to launch a lengthy praise of the Mandalay Bay and how great it was. So I guess he was sort of thumbing his nose at them. But then it's hard to know how much to read into it, because I think Mandalay Bay is an MGM resort, so it's owned by the companies. I'm not quite sure what this particular beef is all about, but it was certainly a lighter moment of a sort of that sort of official press conference is more of a presentation. But luckily, the two fighters did speak to written journalists sort of before and after the press conference, which was a lot more interesting.
It was a strange press conference, but very often they can be. You have to sit through so much kind of backslapping and everything else, don't you? Thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for this, from the promoters, from the sponsors, and what have you. The one person who I expected more from today, I kind of expected Pacquiao and Mayweather, although perhaps not to end up bursting out laughing in each other's face. I didn't expect them to say, oh, I'm going to beat you or whatever, but the person I was expecting a bit more spite from was Freddie Roach, but he was really quiet, wasn't he?
He was at the press conference, though beforehand he was saying that he didn't think, he was saying he thought Floyd Mayweather was so subdued because he didn't want the fight or even forced into it, and that Freddie Roach said, I hope he shows up on the night. Bob Arum quickly intervened to say he means he hopes he sort of shows up at his best. Or he said, he hopes he shows up at his best rather than not showing up at all. As Arum says, he probably swore and said, we gotta sell some pay-per-views. So Roach was a little bit, he was as sort of spiky as he has been in the build-up, then. But and at that sort of event, Pacquiao said, I want Floyd Mayweather to know God. And my first thoughts were, oh my God, he wants to kill Floyd Mayweather. Then I realised he was being Manny Pacquiao and nice and wants to convert him, which is nice. Though, I don't know, is it a worrying sign for him in terms of winning the fight if if beforehand you want to sort of reach out and make friends? I don't know, we'll see if there's a lot of touching gloves going on fight night, which I'm not really a fan of.
That was an odd moment in the press conference, wasn't it, when Manny Pacquiao did, I think, one of the first things after his usual thank God and everything else, he then moved on to Floyd and was like, I'm looking forward to getting together with Floyd after the fight and having a chat about God and spreading the word of God to the children that support us. And I admire anyone with faith and what have you, but you would think at this point, let's have it. But I mean, despite the kind of lukewarm nature of the press conference, it still was a very interesting spectacle, and I have really sensed today, more so than Monday and Tuesday, I've really sensed that the interest has really, really ramped up several notches. Yeah.
And I think maybe that is sort of the alchemy of actually having them next to each other, staring at each other, even if they did burst out laughing eventually. The fact that you're just having them there, it shows. It shows it's on, it shows it's happening.
It was, and also today, I mean, do you remember what it was like when we came in here on Monday? Cluster of people in here. Yesterday as well, not that many people around, but today, particularly after the press conferences, when I came back after the press conference, and I just looked back at the press room here, the tent, and it's packed, absolutely jam-packed, and it is a massive, massive space, and there was barely anywhere to sit.
Yeah, and it was getting hot in here, that many people. Suddenly everyone has descended on town on Las Vegas now. And even sort of formal press conference, it was in such a big theatre, obviously it sort of didn't look that full, but when you think how big that theatre was, that everyone was in, there was a lot of people there. when you know, I think when Mayweather, after his press conference, it must have been such a scrum because there were sort of TV cameras all packed into this little corridor, and so he must have gone through all this really tight knot of TV cameras. And I'm not sure he even realised there was another press conference for written journalists waiting for him, because he walked through the curtains, obviously been through the scrum of TV media, and saw another, like, a packed room for print journalists, like packed all the seats before, people around the sides. It was quite a small room, but it was packed. And he walked in and went, like, damn. And then he sat on the stool and said, since yesterday, nothing has changed. And actually I thought, but he's quite a pro at those things, actually.
Yeah.
Even though he's got a sort of bad reputation, he still, you know, he dismissed a few questions that he'd either been asked before or deemed weren't good enough.
Yeah.
And someone who had got in from the previous area, he said he wouldn't answer his question. He said, no, be respectful, you've already had your questions.
Fair play.
And even though he obviously, you know, he's got to fight in a couple of days and make weight in a couple of days and fight in 3 days. I thought he said it, but, you know, to still go through that like a pro is like, you know, I've seen a lot of boxers in that situation, a lot angrier.
Yes, I have.
Exactly. And also when you're Floyd Mayweather, who can, you know, who is one of the most powerful people in the sport,
yeah,
who can call the shots. No, he still went and did it, which I suppose I wasn't expecting.
So what have we got on the cards for tomorrow? Tomorrow we get to sit down with Freddie Roach and Mayweather Sr. Is that right? It's the trainers tomorrow, isn't
it? Yeah, I think they'll be quite good. Because Mayweather Sr.
He's hilarious, isn't he?
He was on good form today. He launched this sort of amazing poem/rap type thing about the doom of Manny Pacquiao. Like an ode about the doom of Manny Pacquiao. And then he did a sort of impression of his hand speed and walked off saying, I'm 63 and I'm faster than him. So he's very confident.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. And then I believe we've got the undercard press conference tomorrow. Isn't much of an undercard. We might get a sight of the mysterious Vasyl Lomachenko.
There was. We'll move on to the undercard shortly. I've just remembered something else from today's press conference, because I think the undercard is certainly worth talking about. But Bob Arum today also said that, because he announced all the sponsors, and then he said, and there's a sponsor we've still got to announce that's going to absolutely blow your socks off. Who could that sponsor be that's going to blow our socks off?
My socks were blown off by the whole Butterfinger bombshell. I don't know. I wonder if part of it is sort of a jibe against Floyd Mayweather, because even though Floyd Mayweather is the richest athlete in sports, he doesn't have any endorsements. So I think that was sort of Arum's response to Mayweather's jibes about how they haven't looked after Manny Pacquiao as well as financially as they could have done. But Arum sort of retort is, look at all the sponsorship he gets. So I think that's why he lists them all at the press conference. It was a sort of thinly veiled pop at Mayweather.
So you don't think Boxing News have organised sponsorship of the event while we've been away then?
You know, I'm not going to bet on it. I don't think we're going to see our branding next to Ducati. I don't know, who's going to blow his socks off? I don't know. Maybe a shoe manufacturer.
Maybe. With a vacuum installed.
Do they still sponsor Pacquiao?
I'm not sure. I wasn't aware that had stopped.
No. Maybe they must still do his kit.
Yeah, you'd have thought so. Okay, so if a sponsor is going to blow our socks off in the next few days, it seems on face value that the undercard won't. Now, is this a problem? We discussed this last night. I can see why they haven't got a massively appealing undercard of a fight of this nature. And again, let's drift back in time and let's look at fights that are absolutely huge. It's very rare that a contest of this size will have anything worth watching on the undercard. But you made a point last night about the value of putting something decent on the undercard. Yeah. So you just talk us through that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, unveil. You know, Mayweather and Pacquiao are both getting old. We're wondering who's going to be the next man up, who's going to step up and fill that void. You know, and this undercard, it is an opportunity to unveil the stars of the future. Yeah, it doesn't have to be an amazing fight, like putting Lucas Matisse, Danny Garcia on the undercard of Saul Alvarez.
That was the exception. That was the exception. Yeah.
It doesn't need a fight like that, I think, but it would be good to see better names or people with more star potential on the undercard. But having said that, I do think what sort of the Top Rank side have done by getting Lomachenko on there, that sort of makes sense. It's like in a one-sided fight, but at least, you know, it's sort of like, you know, here's our up-and-coming star. Then we've got Leo Santa Cruz in a one-sided fight that he's taking at featherweight, so it's not even for a world title. He's umming and ahhing about whether to stay at featherweight. I think to fight Adam Morris next. No, you feel like sort of Santa Cruz's momentum is kind of waning.
It is a little bit, yeah. It is a little bit. I'll go with that.
You know, I would even if we had like prospects on like Errol Spence or, you know, so someone, you know, someone like that, like Errol Spence, Ryota Murata, who's just like big punching Japanese middleweight. These guys who are just like prospects, but who are, you know, great talents. You think, okay, these are the guys who are gonna take over. Something like that, I would have liked. But ultimately, I don't. If this is just a money making exercise, it doesn't matter. The main event is all that counts.
It's a good point, and it's well made, I have to say. I mean, I was always of the opinion that you know, it works. So what? We've got Mayweather, Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Let's not grumble about what's on the undercard, for goodness sake. However, even what Bob Arum said something else today at the press conference. I remember that something along the lines of, you know, this. I mean, was it Bob Arum that said it? But somebody said something at the press conference that you know, this fight could you know, be the beginning of a new all-conquering powerful era for the sport of boxing. But the fact of the matter is, as you said earlier on, is that both of these guys are very, very close to the end of their careers, and perhaps the undercard of an event like this would have been the perfect place, perfect platform to maybe you know, give some of the new stars, potential new stars, a run out.
I agree with you, man.
You do agree with me.
But, you know, at least, you know, we've got Mayweather Pacquiao. It's more likely than not going to last 12 rounds. So I don't think we're going to walk out of it feeling shortchanged. It was like the Klitschko fight the other weekend. Klitschko's never do a decent undercard, but they're clearly, as far as they're concerned, all that matters is the main event.
And also, I think if we're brutally honest here, the only people that care about the undercard are the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I suspect the hardcore fans will end up taking quite a small percentage of the people that are watching this. The casual sporting fans who, have caught Mayweather Pacquiao fever and are really, really getting involved with this fight, they're only going to care about the main event. I mean, how many times have friends of yours, for example, text you, so what time is the main event starting, what time is the ring walk expected? People generally just want to see the main event, and this is shaping up to be something special, isn't it, this main event?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we better round this up now. We're a bit concerned, if we're honest, about how much time is left on the memory card, so we don't want to run over. So we will we'll wrap things up now, but it was 20 minutes of good chat. And we'll be back again, all being well.
This time tomorrow,
yeah.
When it'll all be going off.
Big time.
Exactly.
Thanks everybody for listening. We hope you're enjoying the special Las Vegas podcast. And occasionally, if the sound is poor, it's probably to do with the ludicrous air conditioning that's in here. Thankfully, it was switched off halfway through this podcast. So now I can feel my fingers again and also hear myself talk.
These are the perils of, you know, broadcasting out in the field. Anything can happen. You can get interrupted.
Okay, on that note, thanks ever so much, and we'll be back tomorrow.